You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Georgia Congressman Tom Price, a Republican representing the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Financial Services Committee. We want to get his thoughts today as the incoming Obama administration and Democratic congressional leaders move closer to forging a proposed stimulus package that could cost as much as $775 billion, but 40% of which, they say, would actually be in tax cuts. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Wonderful to be with you during this New Year time.
Happy New Year to you, sir. It's always great to have you with
Thank
us
you.
On the program. First of all, what has been the process for these negotiations? There's been some stories that Republicans have kind of been squeezed out of the process altogether. What has been the communication and the collaboration here as this package gets put together?
Well, we had hoped that there would be a great collaboration and great communication given the language that we've heard out of the incoming administration. However, the House Republicans continue to be shut out of the process, and we think that that makes for a worse product. It also means that many tens of millions, hundreds of millions of Americans are disenfranchised because of that lack of inclusion in the process. That being said, we understand that President-elect Obama and his incoming administration will propose a sweeping amount of increased spending. My sense is that the tax cuts that will be called tax cuts, in fact, will be tax credits and not tax cuts, so that they're not permanent. These apparently will be one-time tax provisions that will not do anything to prolong or extend the any economic development in the long run. So, I haven't seen the language yet, but I'm cautiously pessimistic about what will be coming out of this new administration.
Well, Congressman, let's just talk briefly about some of the details that are apparently under consideration, according to sources close to the Obama incoming administration. Number one, as you mentioned, a one-time tax credit. They call it a tax cut, $500 for individuals, $1,000 for couples. That would just be showing up in their paychecks. They'd get a little bit more because they wouldn't have to, their employers wouldn't have to withhold as much. They're also talking about potential business tax breaks and allowing small businesses to write off double the amount they currently are in 2009 and 2010. Why do you believe that is not the best approach to what ails our economy right now?
Well, certainly permanent tax reductions from a business and individual standpoint are what is absolutely necessary, and hopefully that's what will be in the final product. We look forward to working with the incoming administration to try to make certain that is the case. However, if it is just tax credits, and it's not tax cuts, if it's just a tax credit, that's in essence the federal government giving you a chit, which is good. I mean, that's not a bad thing, but it's not a permanent thing, and it doesn't result in any significant increase and bump in the economy. We saw that this past year. In essence, it's like a refund, which is what was provided last summer, to no real benefit in the economy. Look, if borrowing and spending were going to be good for growth in this economy, we'd have a booming economy because the federal government knows how to borrow and it knows how to spend.
The price tag, as mentioned, probably somewhere between $675 and $775 billion. That's right about the same price tag on the financial industry bailout, which I know you were opposed to. In terms of where that money would go, we're hearing about doubling renewable energy production, making public buildings more efficient, rebuilding some infrastructure, which is in need of some repair, modernizing the healthcare system. What is the impact of that price tag? While some of the goals may be noble, what's the impact of the price tag on the taxpayer?
Well, again, I think it's extremely important that we appreciate that this is money that we don't have. This is not money that's just sitting in a corner somewhere trying for us to figure out how to spend it. This is money that we do not have. And it's not the federal government's money. It's taxpayer money. And now it's not just taxpayers in this generation. It's taxpayers in future generations. So the consequences of increasing the debt and increasing the deficit by the amount that is being discussed right now really is phenomenal for future generations and the liability that they will have. The important thing to appreciate about the infrastructure improvements that are supposedly going to be in this bill is many of those are absolutely necessary. There's no doubt about it. But they ought to be a priority of a given federal budget over a period of years, and they ought to make certain that it sticks to spending just the money that's coming in the door as opposed to spending money that we don't have.
We're talking with Georgia Congressman Tom Price, and in our last couple of minutes here, Congressman, you mentioned earlier that one of the things you thought would make a big improvement in our economic condition right now, as well as in the pocketbooks of millions of Americans, is permanent tax relief. What specifically would you endorse, and is the Republican Conference putting together an alternative to what you're likely to see from Nancy Pelosi and the president-elect?
I think the conference will have an alternative. As chairman of the Republican Study Committee, we will be supporting what we're going to be calling the Economic Growth Act of 2009, and that would permanently reduce business taxes from 35 to 25%. As I suspect you and your listeners know, Greg, the United States has the second highest corporate business tax rate in the world, in the industrialized world. That means that when businesses look at the opportunity where they ought to place their business, then there is no incentive from a tax standpoint to place that business in the United States. So we believe it ought to become competitive. I think it ought to be as low as we can go. 25% is what we're proposing. Suspension of capital gains tax for a period of 2 years, which would significantly increase the amount of money available for investment. Immediate expensing for businesses so that we could encourage capital investment from businesses, and then simplifying the capital gains rate structure over a period of time. So allowing individuals and businesses to keep more of their hard-earned money is exactly what this economy needs at this time.
And in addition to the tax policy, what about spending restraint? Again, Democrats control the House, so your priorities will probably lose to majority control, but what will you be advocating?
Well, I have always advocated a balanced budget. I think we need a balanced budget amendment, and I will be once again supporting that, as many of my colleagues will. It makes no sense for the federal government to spend, it used to be billions of dollars, now it's trillions of dollars that we don't have. That is irresponsible. It's not what you and I and all Americans do in their home life every year, and that is spend more than they have coming in. If you do that, you end up in great trouble, and that's where we are right now. So we need to be much more fiscally responsible. We need to make certain that we adhere to spending only those monies that come through the front door for the federal government. These are hard-earned dollars by hard-working Americans, and we need to respect that, and we need to make certain that the priorities that we have at the federal level in spending that money respects the work that was done to generate that money.
Well, Congressman, we'll certainly be closely following the debate to come over this stimulus package. We look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Greg. Y'all take care.
Georgia Congressman Tom Price, Republican from his state's 6th Congressional District, member of the House Financial Services Committee. This is Dateline Washington.